Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN. It's pretty late now with Patty Vasquez, with myself, John Hansen, and Esmeralda Leon.
Hello.
From upstairs to downstairs, moving your way down by, what do you always say?
Moving up to go down.
Moving up to go down. Down to go up?
I don't know.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody, and I'm really excited about our next two guests. I'm so curious about this World Tree Healing, and you guys are at 4533 North Kedzie, right by where Esmeralda lives. Not to give that away.
I walk by every day. And I don't know, what's going on in there?
So, the store bio says World Tree Healing exists to bring authentic, innovative, and effective energy healing, genuine spiritual counseling service, and the best magical and metaphysical supplies to Chicago's alternative spirituality communities. So what does that all mean, Megan and Jesse? If you guys could kind of explain it in the most layman's terms ever for our listeners and for myself.
Yes. Well, to start off with, we have a pretty wide variety of things we offer at the shop there. So we have different practitioners in every day. Megan, of course, is always there. She heads up our practitioners. And then we've got all sort of other people, if you want to talk about them.
We have tarot readers. I do energy work and tarot readings. And we have someone who does biofeedback and energy cleansings, shamanic healing. We've got just about everything. We have a rune reader.
Right.
Where like the ancient Germanic divination.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I imagine a lot of people walk in who are true believers and everything, and that's great, but I imagine there's a lot of skeptics out there. What do you, I imagine you greet anyone that wants to come in and is curious to learn a little bit more.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we talked about when we were forming the shop was that we really wanted to make the metaphysical store that we wanted when we were like still teenagers and trying to figure everything out. And mm-hmm. So we wanted it to be a place where people can go and ask questions and find out things. The first and third Tuesdays, right? For the beginners?
Yes.
Yeah, first and Thursday okay. days of the month, we do a beginner's discussion group. And so that's for anyone, skeptics or people who are getting started or just absolutely don't believe and want to harass us, I suppose. No.
No,
everyone's been really friendly. We like the neighborhood that we're in a lot. But yeah, it's so everyone can come in and can get those questions answered.
Oh, very cool.
And you're a tarot card person, right, Esmeralda?
I find that so interesting because the last time someone read my cards, it was funny because they're like, they just said, stop complaining. That's what the tarot card said. And it was funny because I had been complaining about an ex,
yeah.
like the last week. And I was like, huh, okay, cool. Thank you, tarot cards.
They can be like that.
Yeah, it was real. I was like, oh, wow, cool.
So I'd put myself, not on a skeptic side, but I just don't know. It's a world I don't know anything about. Although I do feel when I walk into certain places, there is some sort of energy in places, and I do feel like with people there is a sort of energy. I don't know if that's just me projecting onto them or if there is, so I'm so curious.
There is a little bit of that, but the way that I like to explain it to people is like through like a on the skeptic way, where if I'm talking to a very right-brained science person,
mm-hmm.
What we do is really appeal to our humanity. Before we had doctors, before we had psychologists, before we had any of that, we had shamans. We had people who were just a little bit insane to keep the rest of the tribe sane.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this is part of our humanity. This is part of who we are as a species. And also at World Tree Healing, we have like certified therapists who deal with all aspects of life. I mean, they're social workers, they're therapists, the Elmo Painter, she does somatic therapy, where it really gets you back in touch with your actual feelings, because the world we live in kind of cuts us off from our feelings, mm-hmm. and so getting back in touch with that relieves anxiety and does all kinds of really, really good healing benefits
mm.
wow.
for the mind and the body.
312-91-7200. If you have any questions about this, please text them on in or give us a call. We'd love to answer some of that stuff. So one of the main reasons we brought you here, what, Esmeralda, we thought that you would we would refresh our lives a little bit.
Well, because I have a friend, and she when she moved in to her new apartment, she burned sage like throughout her house to do a bit of a, like a cleansing. And I was like, that sounds like a nice idea. For this year.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be something we can do to just flush it out.
Have you guys been getting that a lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Just like visits to people's places of work or where they live?
We've gone like out a couple times, yeah, but people come in all the time that they just want something to cleanse, and we've got a lot of different options there at the shop, and especially this is our first year, so I can't say if this is going to be an especially bad year for that. I imagine so, but that might just always be how it is at the end of the year. Just, you want to clear out the old energy and start new.
Right, yeah, exactly. And you're going to do that for us.
So what is involved in clearing out the energy? You mentioned the burning of the sage, and Esmeralda was quick to mention, do not bring fire or smoke in here.
No, smoke, fire,
and I'm so bummed because that's absolutely the right call.
We'll have to go.
We are going to have to go because I did not want to even know that there was smoke and fire. Now we're missing out on.
Yes.
So what does that involve normally? Or does it kind of depend on each client?
Each client and also each culture has a different way of doing it. A lot of times, like, white sage has become really popular right now, and that's native to, like, the Western United States. There's Palo Santo from South America, and, in Ireland, they would have used mugwort. Every culture kind of had a different herb or incense that they would burn to clear a place out. And a lot of studies have come out, several studies have come out now about that, like, white sage actually does have some antibacterial properties. When you burn it, it does actually cleanse the air on a bacterial level as well.
Well, it's interesting, as we grow to learn a little bit more about the organic side of things, about natural ingredients, all that sort of stuff, it's interesting that you mentioned the insane people within the same parts again, relatively speaking, but there are a lot of ancient techniques that are kind of coming back around in a very mainstream way and obviously worked for people centuries ago, and there's a reason why a lot of that stuff worked, and I think a lot of it, even if the science isn't 100% solid on exactly why it works, the evidence is clear that at least certain things do certain things for certain people.
I think part of taking action in doing a ritual is very important. Like, you're doing something active to help yourself feel better rather than just staying within your own mind and trying to think positively. If you're actually doing something and putting an intent into it, like, I'm going to change my space and make it mine and make it safe, I think that helps a great deal.
It's interesting. So the act of getting to that point is half, if not more, than a lot of the battle for
doing
some
rather than the theory, or just staying within your mind, like, oh, it would be great if I did this. Get up and do it.
Right.
And that's part of the ritual of it.
And that's what I was going to ask, is something like burning sage, introducing a new smell or a new feeling in the room, could just be a mental reminder of the change that you maybe want to bring for the new year. Is that part of it too?
Yeah, absolutely. I find that especially there are certain incenses that are my favorites that I usually always have around the house, and now it's a response when I'm burning it, that it kind of calms me down, because it's that sort of Pavlovian thing of, oh, right, now it's time to meditate. Now we can be still and silent.
I'm really excited for this, and I think the studio could use it. I mean,
yeah.
We got Cochrane every morning, and so we got, we're ready for a fresh start. Not just Cochrane, I mean, everyone is. Although I'm worried now, he's gone this week, so I'm worried about if we're introducing new smells, everyone's going to come in here for the next few days, like, what the heck happened
It'll
here?
It'll be good for them.
It'll be good for them.
It'll be good.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be more and with World Tree Healing and Esmeralda and myself on 720 WGN. WGN, pretty late. Patty Vasquez out tonight. It's Esmeralda Leon and myself, John Hansen, filling in on this Thursday night into Friday morning. And we're ready to usher out 2016 and bring in 2017.
Oh, completely, yes.
And we're ready to clean house.
Yeah.
And we have two people from World Tree Healing who are going to cleanse the studio in just a little bit. But we've determined that maybe the whole Tribune Tower needs a little cleansing.
You're going to be here a while.
When you walk, you just start from the top and make your way down. We'll do the studio first. I think Roger Badish needs a cleanse on his own as well to start the new year. Can you walk into a space and can you tell if there's a bad vibe and you're like, oh boy, we need to change this up?
Usually, yeah. I mean, occasionally if I know I'm going to be in an environment like that, I'll try and, put the shields up, as it were, and not pay attention. But yeah, normally I can tell.
Has
there been anywhere that you've been like, oh boy?
Like on the blue line? Are you ever ever like just riding it and you're like, you know what? This thing needs a whole new vibe.
Oh, man. I also work in theater, and I've been in a couple of theaters that were really creepy. It wasn't anything awful, but just mm-hmm. kind of unsettling, you know, sounds and movement out of the corner of your eye, and fairly normal.
I've been on the 66 bus, and that just needs a normal cleanse. That has yeah. nothing to do with spirits.
No.
That just needs a heavy mop and
just some bleach.
Just to really start on over with that.
Cleaning service.
With that thing. I wanted to ask your background. Jesse mentions that you are from Central Illinois, right? And you are a Bacchic witch. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
So I'm fascinated. So I can actually say you are a witch.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. What is that? Like, because, I mean, when we think of witch,
yeah.
We think of the connotation with the, yes, with the green hands, Margaret Hamilton and the right. Wizard of Oz. What does it mean in the modern day context?
In the modern day context, it's another term for an energy worker or a spirit worker. I mean, there are a lot of different terms, and we're all getting it. People that work on a metaphysical level. Bacchic witch means that I'm a follower of Dionysus. He's my patron, so that's primarily who I work with.
Interesting.
How did you go to school? Did you just kind of learn?
I did actually go to witch school. Yeah, no. I studied with a coven in Bloomington when I went to school down there, and then I've worked with Brotherhood of the Phoenix, which is a great group up here, primarily for men who love men. Though I know one of the leaders of it, and he's done a couple different classes for a few women, so that we could go off and create our own group, as it were.
Yeah.
So I imagine you get a lot of people, I don't want to say poking fun, but, you know, they just don't know it a little bit, and you probably get some weird questions.
Yeah, often. And a lot of people are, I guess, kind of shy to call me a witch,
yeah.
or call any of us, because it's an insult to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mostly how it's used, and has been for a long time. And, you know, there's a fairly large group of us that have just been kind of taken aback and been like, yeah, no, I'm a witch.
I'm going to try and say, you're a witch. She's a witch. But I'm not saying it in that mean-spirited way.
Right.
Of, like, the Salem witch trials.
Yeah.
She's a witch.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Are you a witch, Megan, or no?
Well, I don't normally identify with the term, but mm-hmm. there isn't a whole lot of terms. Like, I identify more with, like, healer or
okay.
energy worker. But Jesse and I have a fun thing going back and forth in the world of Terry Pratchett. The differences between witches and wizards,
okay.
and I fall more on the wizard line.
Okay. But you didn't get to go to Hogwarts.
No.
That letter never came.
No.
Were you waiting when you were 11, just like, please, I want an owl to fly in?
I was waiting for something.
Yeah, it's an interesting background. Is this something that your families have embraced? Has that been a difficult thing? I mean, so as a gay man, that was an interesting. I mean, I'm very lucky. My family has been wonderful and embraced. And I'm not trying to compare sexuality with different things, but I imagine that people go through similar experiences. Yeah. So what is that?
You have to come out of the broom closet. That's what you should say.
I came out sweeping out of that broom closet, girl. Yeah. So I'm curious. And we don't have to get too deep into this thing. I don't want to open up all these, you know, problems. But I imagine that that's also an interesting element of this.
Yeah. I mean, it's some of my family knows. We don't talk about it, but,
mm-hmm.
but they do know now. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, coming from Central Illinois, like, the whole family is very, very Christian. So
right.
It's,
yeah.
It's different for them, yes.
Yep.
My family is listening right now. They all know.
Okay.
They accept it, but it's more of like, you do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't really know what to do with me. They don't know what to make of me. So they're just like, whatever makes you happy.
Well, that's a good start, certainly.
Yeah.
And that's better than a lot of people have it in a lot of different areas.
Yeah,
so at least they seem open to learning. And that's what I think. And I imagine a lot of listeners out there, I don't want to say they're rolling their eyes, but they're kind of curious what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What's going on?
They've probably never encountered anything
right.
like this. So they, yeah.
Just go into things with an open mind. I think that's a really good lesson for all of us in life. Is just to go with open mind, listen, and learn something new, and it'll bring you a certain sense of worldly, you know, there's so many different cultures. I think in America we are so used to our Christian roots or our Quaker roots and those sorts mm-hmm. of things. But, I mean, if you were to go into some areas of the Eastern world, this would not even people wouldn't even bat an eye at some of this stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so what tools do you bring for the studio cleanse. We're going to do it after a break, but I want to set this up. We got two more minutes. So why don't you set up what tools we have and what we're going
to
be using?
We've got Four Thieves Vinegar to start off with.
Four Thieves Vinegar.
Yes.
What's different? Is that like a special brand of vinegar? Or is it a,
is it
like the top shelf of vinegars? Or
It's a term for usually a red wine vinegar, but it can technically be any that you put several different spices in. There are a lot of different recipes, and I can...
Would people cook with that, like if they wanted to?
You can, yeah. It's edible. You can use it as a salad dressing. It is very spicy. It's really hot. But, yeah.
To cleanse your salad.
Yeah. And is you know, if you have a bunch of people you don't want in your life and you invite them over, you have this lovely dinner party. You know, out they go.
Now, is this recipe yours or
no,
is this kind of...
It's fairly old. They're not sure exactly where it originated, although the recipes that you see like going around nowadays probably started around the time of the Black Plague.
Oh.
But you can't get it at Jewel.
No, you can't get the things to make it at Jewel, though.
Okay, all right. All right, so we got some Four Thieves Vinegar. What else?
Yep. And then we have our aura clearing spray here that we make at the shop, and then our Prosperity Oil for afterwards.
And then what's in the spray?
Yeah.
In the spray is, we've got...
You don't have to reveal all the ingredients.
It's some essential oils, some quartz, and then some water in there.
Ooh, nice. Oh,
cool.
According to the FDA, we do have to print ingredients are on there.
Actually, yeah. Really, you do?
We do adhere to the government regulations.
I didn't know the FDA had their jurisdiction over...
If you sell something and it has ingredients, you have to list all of the ingredients. Because otherwise, there might be skin irritants. You might be allergic to
something. Especially for some of this, because you can use it on yourself or like a room or something. So if it's going to go on your skin, yeah, we try and let people know what's in it.
Does anyone need like GMO-free cleansing or stuff like that? Or you have to do like special... I imagine everyone has their own thing. I mean, I imagine there's not...
Probably.
I don't know
if any of it was genetically modified.
Yeah,
but even if it was, I think it's still okay.
Okay.
I think it'll still work.
All right. So Esmeralda's going to go on Facebook Live with this.
Yes.
Maybe I can do it on my phone, too, on my public page so that we can double them up so everyone can see this while it's happening. But you're obviously going to listen. We're going to walk everyone through this. The studio cleansing. The big moment is coming up next on 720 WGN.